At this time, we'll rejoin our regular agenda. Item 12 is request for withdrawal of items from our consent agenda. There are two items. We've had requests from Mr. Skaggs to remove items 21 and 22.
Yes, Mr. Chairman, I do hereby withdraw two items. The bond council has advised John Halls of several changes that are necessary to the following agenda items. Number 21, a resolution authorizing the issuance of Brazos River Authority Johnson County Surface Water and Treatment System Revenue Refunding Bonds, Series 2006, AMT. And number 22, adoption of resolution authorizing issuance of Lake Granbury Surface Water Treatment System Revenue Refunding Bonds, Series 2006, to refinance existing bond issues. And John Hobbs is here to answer any questions and make comments.
Any questions, Mr. Hobbs? There being none, is there any other items board members wish to request withdrawal from the consent agenda? Seeing none, motion is entertained at this time to adopt the consent agenda items. Moved by Director Bailon, seconded by Carolyn Johnson. Close will be read at this time.
Development proposals at Possum Kingdom, agenda item number 13. Be it resolved that the Board of Directors of the Brazos River Authority hereby authorizes the General Manager, CEO, to negotiate and recommend development proposals submitted by developers during the time prior to adoption of a Possum Kingdom master plan. Personnel policies update, agenda item number 14. Be it resolved that the Board of Directors of the Brazos River Authority hereby makes the following amendment to the Human Resources Policy to be effective September 1, 2006. HR Policy 9.03, Use of Brazos River Authority's Electronic Mail, Computers, and Telephones. Add, quote, the employee must immediately notify his or her supervisor and the IT system administrator or the IT manager, unquote. Delete, quote, the supervisor will document the incident in the employee's personnel file, end quote. Approval for contractor for repairs at Morris Shepherd Dam, agenda item number 15. Be it resolved that the Board of Directors of the Brazos River Authority hereby authorizes the General Manager, CEO, to enter into a contract with West Bank Incorporated for $984,997.50, based upon the recommendations of the Brazos River Authority's consulting engineer, Jaster Quintanilla Dallas, LLP, for the Morris Shepherd Dam rehabilitation of concrete on the powerhouse, walls, ceiling basin, buttresses, and around the penstocks as described in the contract documents dated March 2006. And be it further resolved by the Board of Directors of the Brazos River Authority that the General Manager, CEO, is hereby authorized to take such actions as deemed necessary to complete the improvements with all costs to be paid from previously and subsequently authorized Possum Kingdom capital improvement funds. Permitting of the Lake Ranger Intake Structure, agenda item number 16. Be it resolved that the Board of Directors of the Brazos River Authority hereby authorizes the General Manager, CEO, to negotiate and execute a memorandum of understanding with the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers for approval and permitting of the Lake Ranger Intake Facility. Agenda item number 17, construction contract for expansion of the East Williamson County Regional Water System. Be it resolved that the Board of Directors of the Brazos River Authority hereby authorizes the General Manager, CEO, to negotiate and execute a contract with Archer Western Contractors Limited for $17,287,000 for the construction of the East Williamson County Regional Water System Phase 1 expansion. Contract for Bank Depository Services, agenda item number 18. Be it resolved that the general manager CEO is authorized to enter into a contract for banking services with Wells Fargo for a period of 3 years with an option for 2 additional years containing such terms and conditions as the general manager CEO shall determine to be in the best interest of the Brazos River Authority. Agenda item number 19, adoption of an inducement resolution with respect to the future issuance of bonds to finance facilities for the benefit of TXU Energy Company, LLC, in Robertson and McLennan County, Texas. Whereas, the Brazos River Authority and or an entity legally acting for and on behalf of the authority, either or both being here and after called for convenience of reference to the authority, is or are authorized to provide for the acquisition and construction of sewage and solid waste disposal facilities and to provide for an issuance of revenue bonds for such purpose. And, whereas TXU Corporation, the company, is a Texas corporation duly formed and in good standing under the laws of the state of Texas and has requested that the authority enter into an agreement setting forth the terms and conditions under which the authority may issue revenue bonds for the benefit of the company to finance certain sewage and solid waste disposal facilities at properties owned by the company in Robertson and McLennan Counties, Texas. And, whereas it's appropriate for the authority to enter into an inducement agreement, the agreement with the company, which sets forth the term and conditions under which the authority may issue such revenue bonds for the aforesaid purposes. Therefore, be it resolved by the Board of Directors of the Brazos River Authority that, Section 1, the preambles hereto are incorporated and made a part of this Section 1, there is hereby authorized the following actions. 1. The Board approves the agreement in the form presented to the Board at the meeting at which this resolution was adopted. 2. The presiding officer, or in his absence, the vice presiding officer of the Board, is authorized to execute the agreement and deliver it to the company for execution by the company, and the secretary of the board, or in her absence, an assistant secretary, is authorized to attest such signature. 3. The terms and conditions under which the authority may issue revenue bonds for the company shall be set forth in the agreement. And 4. The presiding officer, in his absence, the vice presiding officer of the authority, and the call partner and Horton LLP bond counsel, is each hereby authorized to act on behalf of the authority in executing any documents to be filed with the Texas Bond Review Board and making any necessary applications to the Texas Bond Review Board for allocation of the State of Texas Private Activity Bond Authority on behalf of the company, and that may be required for the purpose of issuing the revenue bonds described in the agreement as tax-exempt obligations. Agenda item number 20. Adoption of resolution authorizing issuance of Brazos River Authority revenue bonds for TXU Corp. or certain affiliates thereof, approving form of trustee indenture, installment sale, and bond amortization agreement and other related matters. Whereas the Board of Directors of the Authority, the Board of the Brazos River Authority, has determined to authorize the issuance of its revenue bonds, the bonds, in an amount not to exceed $650 million, in accordance with the provisions of Chapter 1371, Texas Government Code, Chapter 30, Texas Water Code as amended, and Chapter 221, Texas Water Code, collectively the Acts. And, whereas, the Board has determined that it's necessary and advisable, in connection with each series of bonds, to authorize the execution of an installment sale and bond amortization agreement, the agreement, between the authority and TXU Corporation, or either or both of the following subsidiaries of legal affiliates of TXU Corp, TXU Energy Company, LLC, and or TXU Generation Development Company, LLC, collectively the company, in connection with the issuance of bonds. And, whereas each agreement will be executed to provide for the issuance of bonds, which will provide funds to acquire, construct, and improve certain sewage and solid waste prevention, control, and disposal equipment and facilities located based or at or using connection with the Oak Grove Electric Generating Plant, Units 1 and 2, Oak Grove, in Robertson County, Texas, and or the Trading House Electric Generating Plant, Units 3 and 4, Trading House, in McLennan County, Texas, and or the Lake Creek Electric Generating Plant, Unit 3, in McLennan County, Texas, collectively the project. And, whereas, in connection with the issuance of the bonds, the issuer has determined that the project is designed to achieve a vital public purpose to benefit and protect the health, general welfare, and property of the general public, and that the legislature of the state of Texas, through these acts, has provided and determined that it is the policy of the state of Texas and the purpose of the acts that the resources of the state of Texas be safeguarded from pollution, and that the issuer, by carrying out the purposes of the acts, is performing an essential public function under the Texas Constitution, specifically Article 16, Section 59A thereof. Therefore, be it resolved by the Board of Directors of the Brazos River Authority. Section 1. The recitals hereof are incorporated in and a part hereof of all purposes. Section 2. To provide funds for the acquisition, construction, and improvement of the project, which, in accordance with the agreement, will be conveyed to the company or the company's designee, the user, in the manner set forth in the agreement. There shall be, and are hereby authorized to be issued, the bonds in an aggregate principal amount not to exceed $650 million, with not more bonds than $200 million to be issued for facilities at Oak Grove, $300 million for facilities at Trading House, and $150 million for facilities at Lake Creek. Section 3. Each series of the bonds shall be issued in accordance with the trust indenture, the indenture, by and between the issuer and the Bank of New York as trustee, the trustee, the form of which has been presented to the board, and the agreement, the form of which has been presented to the board, shall provide for the source of payment of the bonds, to wit, the installment payments to be made by the company as further provided for in Section 7 hereof or its assignee thereunder. Section 4. The form, terms, and provisions of the indentures, the bonds, the form of which is contained in the indenture, and the agreement are hereby authorized and approved, and the presiding officer and the vice presiding officer of the issuer are hereby severely authorized to execute and deliver the indenture, the bonds, and the agreement on behalf of the issuer with the changes therein, as the officers executing the same may approve, such approval to be conclusively evidenced by the execution thereof, and the secretary and any assistant secretary of the issuer are hereby severely authorized to attest such signatures. Section 5. The bonds shall be in the form prescribed in the indenture. The bonds may mature from time to time, provided that no bond shall mature later than 40 years after its stated date. The bonds shall bear interest at a rate not exceeding 15% per annum. Section 6. In connection with the offering of bonds, the board authorizes the use of a preliminary official statement and an official statement, collectively the official statement, with respect to the bond, and authorizes the use of the information pertaining to the issuer therein in substantially the form that has been presented to the board at the meeting at which this resolution was adopted, provided that, by the adoption of this resolution, the issuer does not accept responsibility for the content of the official statement except for the information specifically approved by the Section 6 for use herein. Section 7. The board hereby appoints each of the presiding officer, the general manager, and the chief financial officer of the issuer to represent the issuer for purposes of taking any action that may lawfully be taken by the board's appointee with respect to the indenture, the agreement, and the underwriting agreement, the underwriting agreements, to be entered into to provide for the sale of the bonds in the capacity of representatives of the board hereunder, the presiding officer and the general manager and the chief financial officer shall each be referred to as an issuer representative. The issuer representative is hereby designated as the agent of the issuer for the purpose of selling the bonds and determining the price at which the bonds should be sold, provided that the bonds shall not be sold at a price that is less than 95% of the par amount thereof. The issuer representative shall sell the bonds through negotiation and cooperation with the company, and the sale of the bonds shall be evidenced by an issuer representative executing the underwriting agreement, subject to any restrictions contained in this Section 7 and the provisions of Sections 2 and 5 hereof. The issuer representative is authorized to approve on behalf of the board the following matters with respect to the bonds. A. The series designation or designations and the dated dates or dates of the bonds in the agreement, the indenture, and other bond documents. B. The initial interest rate mode for the bonds. C. The principal amount and maturity date or dates of the bonds. D. If any of the bonds shall be subject to redemption prior to maturity, the dates, price, and terms upon which and at which the bonds shall be subject to redemption. E. Whether the bonds shall be secured by a credit agreement or policy of bond insurance. F. The counterparty or counterparties to the agreement, provided that said entity shall be either or both of the following subsidiaries or legal affiliates of TXU Corporation, TXU Energy Company, LLC, and or TXU Generation Development Company, LLC. G, which one or more of the projects that shall be financed with a series of bonds and the amount of each project to be so financed, and H, any other matters relating to the bonds that require the approval of or action by the issuer or the issuer representative acting on behalf of the issuer to the extent permitted by law. The determinations of the issuer representative that are made in accordance with Section 7 shall be specified with certificate of an issuer representative. The issuer representative shall approve such changes to the official statement, the indenture, and the agreement as he or she may deem necessary and appropriate to accomplish the foregoing. Section 8. The officers, employees, and agents of the issuer, and each of them shall be, and each is expressly authorized and empowered from time to time, and at any time, to do and perform all acts and things, and to execute, acknowledge, and deliver in the name and under the corporate seal, if necessary, and on behalf of the issuer, all certificates, financing statements, instruments, and other papers, whether or not herein mentioned, as they may determine to be necessary or desirable in order to carry out the terms and provisions of this resolution, as well as the terms and provisions of this indenture, the agreement, and the underwriting agreement, the determination to be conclusively evidenced by the performance of the acts and things, and the execution of any such certificate, financing statement, or other instrument. Section 9. It shall be the duty of the issuer representative to deliver the bonds to the Attorney General of Texas for examination and approval by the Attorney General. After the bonds are approved by the Attorney General, they shall be delivered to the Comptroller of Public Accounts for the State of Texas for registration. Upon registration of the bonds, the Comptroller of Public Accounts, or a designated deputy thereof, shall manually sign the Comptroller's Certificate of Registration prescribed in the indenture to be attached to each of the bonds to be initially delivered to the purchaser or purchasers thereof, the underwriter, and the seal of the Comptroller shall be affixed thereto. Section 10. The issuer representative is authorized to deliver to the trustee written instructions for the delivery of the bonds to the underwriter upon payment of the purchase price thereof and for the use and application of the bond proceeds and other funds contributed by the company and or user for the purpose of financing the project. Section 11. The board may designate from time to time other officers or employees of the issuer to act as the issuer representative, the designation to be evidenced by the certificate filed with the trustee and the company. Section 12. The board hereby authorizes the general manager or his designee to serve as hearing officer for purposes of holding a public hearing, if required by applicable provisions of the Internal Revenue Code of 1986, relative to the issuance of the bonds and the project. The board requests that the Attorney General approve the issuance of the bonds pursuant to Section 147F of the Internal Revenue Code for the purpose of such section. Section 13, the issuance of the bonds in accordance with the indenture and the resolution is hereby authorized. This resolution shall be effective from the date of adoption by the board. Upon the adoption hereof, the resolution shall constitute the sole act of the board with respect to the issuance of the bonds and other matters set forth herein. Section 14. The board hereby directs that the person acting in the capacity of the issuer representative from time to time shall represent the issuer for purposes of taking any action that may lawfully be taken by the issuer with respect to conversions of the interest rate determination method for the bonds, including without limitation, the use of alternative redemption provisions in connection with any remarketing of the bonds, all as may be elected by the company in accordance with the terms and provisions of the indenture. Section 15. With the exception of the delegation made to the issuer representative in Section 14, which shall continue while the bonds are outstanding, all other delegations made to the issuer representative in this resolution shall, unless renewed by the board, expire on July 30th, 2007. Designation of records manager officer, agenda item number 23. Be it resolved that the board of directors of the Brazos River Authority hereby authorizes the designation of Matthew S. Phillips as record manager officer for the Brazos River Authority. Notification of this designation will be communicated in writing to the State Library in accordance with the applicable provisions of Chapter 203 Local Government Code.
Thank you very much. There's been a motion on the floor and a second. Any further discussion, comments? Pull the board, please.
Director Pina?
Yes.
Director Bayon?
Yes.
Director Ellison?
Yes.
Director Adams?
Yes.
Director Baker?
Yes.
Director Lund?
Yes.
Director Butler?
Yes.
Director Chalmette?
Yes.
Director Christian?
Yes.
Director DeCluid? Director Garcia?
Yes.
Director Beer?
I'm going to abstain.
Director Hughes?
Yes.
Director Johnson?
Yes.
Director Kilgore?
Yes.
Director Martin?
Yes.
Director Moore?
Yes.
Director Stagg?
Yes.
Director Sacanino?
Yes.